One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. This is a show that talks about, yeah, you guessed it, video games. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us here on VGR. We have less than an hour to get it in on all these sports talk networks, and what that is talking about video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. You go way back to everything that is the latest and greatest. Maybe you're a newbie, maybe you're a hardcore gamer, somewhere in between. This show is for you if you are a video game enthusiast. Yes, gaming. I know the gambling world has tried to steal that word about gaming now. It's like lots of new gaming. It's just a term to get you. It's gambling. They just know that you're throwing your money away, so they say gaming. It sounds more fun, right? But no, this is video gaming, and there is a toll-free line to discuss. You are my unpaid correspondent, and I want to know what's good, what's bad, what's ugly in your sporting and video game world. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, handheld, PC, console, arcade, whatever it is, 1-800-878-7529. I will be giving away a brand new game, as I always do, at 40 after the hour, just over a half hour from now. And the email address to win the game is rick@sportsbyline.com. You just answer a question. rick@sportsbyline.com is also the address you used for the cheat code, which we do at the end of the show, your request. You can always check me out on CRN Digital Plus 2. That's the cable radio network, Channel 2, your cable provider. I'm on the Dan Patrick channel, SiriusXM 211. Great to be back on Sirius. Also, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're on the TuneIn app. We're in the iHeartRadio app. We're on the Stitcher app. We're on SportsByline.com. We are on SBNationLive.com. Every which way we can get to you, we can. So, as I mentioned, we have about 51 minutes left to talk video games before we send you back out there into the sports world. So come on in and let's talk on VGR.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is the Video Game Review. And we would love to hear from you if you'd like to get in and get heard at 1-800-878-PLAY. Saw an article that GTA 6, Grand Theft Auto 6, might be the most expensive video game ever made. And back when GTA 5 was released, it was estimated the total cost from start to finish was around $265 million. And that, of course, includes development and marketing and distribution, to be clear. But that could be a fraction of what it might be because, by the way, GTA 6, the leaks that we've seen so far, it's going to be massive. As you would think, with huge open world and hundreds, once again, hundreds of side missions and activities. But it's been recently speculated that GTA 6 could cost about $1 billion when you include marketing. And if you think about at this point, Rockstar Games could probably just drop one release date trailer for the game and it would still have the most successful entertainment product of all time. And to suggest the budget for the game's development could be at least $250 million on its own without anything else. And you might say, well, how can you make a profit? Well, if you don't know, the video game industry makes more money than the motion picture industry. That's how. But a previous leak suggests that it might be closer to $2 billion. I have a hard time believing that when I think about all that goes into a video game. But then again, I'm not on the inside. I have seen the inside and I know people on the inside and I have interviewed people on the inside. I've walked those halls, but still, I mean, I can't say one way or another if it's right or wrong. But the initial retail price of GTA 6 was also leaked. And this is where I have a big problem, because apparently they're going to be asking for $150. Rick, I'm sorry, something happened with the radio there, the app. I thought you said $150. I did. There's no way that's going to happen. It's just not. I would expect if you wanted to go high end, it would go like maybe $89. But here's the thing. GTA 6, the release date right now, March, let me finish, of 2025. Yeah. Spring. So we're a year and a half away from GTA 6. And despite knowing next to nothing official, as I said, these leaks just keep coming in. It was February of last year, so about a year and a half ago, the other way, that we heard about it. And there were a lot of people that wanted everything they could get out of it. And one of the rumors making the rounds, the most interesting one, is that it's going to take us back to Vice City, which is basically Miami. The 80s throwback from 2002, starring Tommy Vercetti, who was played by the late, great Ray Liotta, right? But the most recent leaked feature might be a subtle one, but it could be a detail that makes GTA 6 one of the most immersive, because as reported by Dexerto, which was a leaked document, as well as some alleged gameplay, shows unreal loading times regarding transitions between the rumored two playable characters, Jason and Lucia. And the document also states that GTA 6 will have more enterable buildings than any game in the series. You know how many of those buildings you run up to the door and you realize that it's just artwork that you can't go in. But it was really ever since Grand Theft Auto 3, which was 2001, that we have expected these massive maps and all the activities to partake in alongside the main story. And over the years, of course, become larger and more immersive. You can enter more shops, banks, restaurants, and what have you. But GTA 5 had the most enterable buildings. And if the leaked documents are to be believed, they'll be taken to the next level. But for me, whenever I played a GTA game, and I know this as soon as I get it, I'm not going to play any of the missions because I'm not delivered from temptation to put in a cheat code and just start cheating nonstop. Now, I'm not getting trophies. I'm not against anyone. To me, you can cheat all you want in a video game. It's just for entertainment. Now, if you're in a competition with someone, if you're playing against someone in any way, then cheating is wrong. If you're playing a single player game and you can cheat, have fun with it. There's no moral compass when it comes to that. It's just for entertainment. It's like, you can't fast forward through this movie. Yeah, I can. Well, that's cheating. Well, I want to get through the boring parts. But that's all I do with these games. And then no matter what I do, the cops are on me immediately. And after about 3 hours, I never played again. So getting back to the enterable buildings, two words I've never put back to back until tonight. But this is going to directly link theft and robbery in these documents. It said some of the buildings that you'll be able to enter now are apartments, laundrettes, pawn shops, supermarkets, things like that. Now, obviously, unconfirmed leaks. I mean, this is a 3-year game, which is not unheard of, but we got news of it in development a year and a half ago, and it's going to come out in a year and a half. So you take a pinch of salt with all this. And you know, some people say, well, what about the next gen? There's not going to be a next gen in 2025. It's still going to be the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S. Okay. You don't have to worry about that. That's going to be the deal. But I think back to the Grand Theft Auto arcade game I played, which was top down. The original name was called Race and Chase, if you can believe it. And it was originally planned just to be on DOS, and then it made its way to Windows 95, the original PlayStation, the Saturn, and the N64. That was the plan, but it never came out for the Saturn. And obviously, if you're a Nintendo person like me, it never came out on the N64. But a lot of people at the time, you know, it was very controversial because of some of the reception that people thought that maybe it would be a little bit too, you know, risque. But I do remember reading the review in GamePro. Do you remember the publication GamePro? I read it in GamePro, and it gave it 2 out of 5 stars. It was like, eh. But it's just sort of like the original Metal Gear Solid, which I had on the NES, was a piece of garbage. Had nothing to do with the Solid Snake we know now. But anyway, it's not going to be $150. It's just not in March of 2025. The most it would possibly be is $99. And I don't even think it's going to be, I think it'd be like $89, which is already an obscene amount of money to pay for a game. But then you think, well, if I'm going to get 200 hours of gameplay and it's pennies on the dollar for my entertainment dollar. All right. Take a quick break. We'll come on back on the video game review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us, and you can be a part of it if you'd like to chime in at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game. You just have to answer a very simple question via the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's me. That's my email address anyway. You know, in the last few months, we've had a lot of hubbub over the SAG-AFTRA strike, and especially as it's come into the video game world, and about striking the people who do voiceovers and video games like that. But AI or something like that has powered video games since Pong. If you ever played... or dealt with BASIC as I did in the 80s. How old are you? Kind of old, I suppose, right? It's if-then statements, you know, if this, then that. That's how you would program. And that's the artificial intelligence, if you like. Even though those were just more like switches in a railway instead of thinking for itself. But there are some in the industry now that say the new generative, that's the key, generative AI program can kickstart huge leaps in the way these digital worlds are created for gamers to explore. Like if I think back not that many years ago with No Man's Sky from Hello Games, and I saw the guy in person at the GDC, he flew in from London, gave a talk, and flew back, literally, at least that's what he said. And it was noise generation, all these planets they would land on, and as you flew around, they would just have the sort of the noise, and you would see the hills build up, and that's how they would make these hills. But that's still a program. That's not AI. But more and more gamers and developers are being cautious and even warning about how this technology could be used to threaten not just the actors that do the VO, but the programmers. And Rebecca Ford, creative director of Warframe, that's at Digital Extremes, that's a company in Canada, in Ontario, London, Ontario to be exact, right? She said, we are extremely against the idea that anything creative could or should take the place of skilled specialists, to which we mean ourselves. The last world we want to live in is the one where the robots get to make all the creative decisions and we don't. It should be the other way around. So there have been a lot of artists raising the alarm over AI programs like Midjourney and Lensa using artists' work without consent to fuel their image generation with just text prompts, and generative AI programs currently can't produce the code, which are the, of course, the building blocks of games, right? But text and image programs could theoretically kind of be a front for those concepts, for characters, locations, and stories, just like it could write its own novel, movie, or series on TV too. So as I mentioned, in Hollywood, the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, and the Writers Guild of America, WGA, are both striking. And one of those issues is partly over the use of AI in future film and television projects. Being that now that we've heard your voice, we can have you say anything we want. And in fact, now that we've seen your face, maybe we can basically make your own face. And so that's why I talked about that the SAG-AFTRA voted unanimously to send a strike authorization vote to its members against video game companies like Activision and EA. And a strike would just be the VO and performance capture, not the developers themselves. They say, you know, as I said, a performance capture could not just be Tiger Woods' face, but Tiger Woods' swing. You know, Steph Curry's three-pointer, Patrick Mahomes' pass, things like that, right? So if you look at, you know, the sort of new world we're in, I mean, historically, AI has meant the opposite of what industries mean by AI. AI in games is something scripted cleverly that give the players an illusion of an entity. And that can include actions like a enemy soldier and a first-person shooter announcing they're reloading their gun, giving the player a brief moment for a counterattack, or, you know, a more nimble enemy could avoid the player and aim the weapon at the incoming threat. And those behaviors have historically been described as artificial intelligence, but they're not. They're programmed in to do that. But it seems like it. And that's why we always say the AI in this game sucks. These enemies walk right into me, or some stealth game where, you know, the alarms go off and they look around and you wait 20 seconds and then the alarms stop and everybody goes back to normal. Like in real life, prison break. Don't move for 20 seconds. All right, never mind. No prison break. And so we talk about bots and NPCs, non-playing characters, and we're like, the artificial intelligence really sucks. It's not AI. It's not generative AI. And so they're just much simpler in scope. And so some developers say generative AI could, you know, promise far more sophisticated feedback. For instance, like character dialogue or tactical movements in the heat of battle that will directly respond to the player's actions rather than a set list of pre-written behaviors. You know, as I'm once again getting back to the if-then statements from BASIC there. And John Romero, of course, legendary guy from id, made Doom. He was on CBC Radio in Canada the other day, and he said that AI could be really groundbreaking in fleshing out the world around a player, particularly the way secondary characters react to the real human player there. He said you can talk to them and they can talk back to you, and it's not canned lines that are pre-recorded, but they're generated in real time based off of all of what's going on in the game. It's like true emergent gameplay, which is what we've been hoping for so long. Now, Ubisoft. They're the studio behind games like Assassin's Creed and The Division, and they recently announced that they're working on an AI tool called Ghostwriter. The press release says Ghostwriter isn't replacing the video game writer, but instead alleviating one of the video game writer's most laborious tasks. Now, what does that mean? Well, Ghostwriter will help generate first drafts of barks, which is the incidental chatter a player might hear from background characters as the walking through a crowded city, for example. And several developers have said that generative AI could help them just workshop early ideas and weed out potentially bad ones. But they say that of those generated ideas that can stand on a final product without further tweaking by the creators themselves. And so you can use AI to prototype a lot of early bird stuff, but there needs to be that human element that sort of pushes it towards the finish line. And developers earlier in their careers particularly would maybe find inspiration by looking at a mood board or a selection of images, kind of like Pinterest, that is made by AI. You know, and it will show collaborators that you respect their art. You're not willing to throw away their art into a wood chipper. I don't know. But game developers have used generative programs. You know, I could take a game like Starfield, planetary surfaces, rocks, planes, mining outposts. Those are procedurally generated each time you land on the surface, like I was saying with No Man's Sky. And, you know, where generative AI takes a step further would be to provide millions or more potential variables before that world is set. Think thousands of separate alien species to choose from instead of a dozen. And so at the, what they call that, a procedural oatmeal, that was a term coined by game developer Kate Compton. And like, even if we explore a million AI-generated worlds, they'll all feel the same, sort of like the grains in a bowl of oatmeal. That's how we got it. And so as these designers start to encounter this wild variety of ways to make it an experience, I mean, AI should be a helpful tool, but it should not be the thing that drives it or takes it over. Can you imagine if we got a famous AI bot that was making great games? Then it would start to like become full of itself, and then maybe it would go on strike itself. The AI, hey, don't laugh. The AI is on strike. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give away the brand new game. I'll also tell you the new releases this week as well. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year.
With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Rise of the
All right, hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It is 40 after the hour. This is the time we give away a brand new game. It's a very simple way of winning it. You just send your answer in the form of an email to rick@sportsbyline.com.
What'd you say?
rick@sportsbyline.com.
That's not how we sound, man.
Somebody once said that. You must think your audience is stupid. I go, why do you say that? Because you always do that stupid voice. I go, just you, not everybody. The game is called Hammer Helm, and it's developed by Super 6 Studios and published by Soadesco and Silesia Games. Silesia is that area of Poland that went back and forth between Germany and Poland a few times. Let's get into World War II. Now, Hammer Helm. Here's the blurb, quote, in the construction crafting RPG Hammer Helm, build a town with over 30 structures where you can craft and buy items. It's very colorful looking. It's very cartoony as well. It's available on the Nintendo Switch, the PS4, the PS5, the Xbox One, the Xbox Series X and S. I have it here for the Switch, Hammer Helm. My question is, is this a game where you do constructing and crafting, or is this a game where you do baking? Just send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com, and the second correct answer will win Hammer Helm for the Switch, developed by Super 6 Studios, published by Soadesco and Silesia Games. Got it? All right. As I said, very colorful game, kind of cartoony, but it looks fun, and that's the key. You know, it sort of reminded me sort of maybe like a behind over the shoulder version of King Arthur's World on the N64. I love that game. The other day on YouTube, I just watched a lot of it. Watching it is not as fun. I'll just throw that out there. Watching it is not as fun as playing it. That's the way too, you know. It's like golf. You can't pay me to watch golf. Playing it's kind of fun, but yeah, watching it, it's like you can feel your life slipping away. What do I do, Rick? All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll get to the new releases here in a minute, but I wanted to check in on Amazon Prime's Fallout. It's one of my favorite game series of all time from Bethesda. And we heard some time back that they were making a live action, and it can be hit or miss, mostly misses. Now, Last of Us has been renewed for a second season on HBO. I'm not a fan of the games because I think you just watch the games instead of play them, but I am a fan of Pedro Pascal. And I thought that series was really good. Obviously, the latest Super Mario Brothers movie is the highest money making video game movie of all time. You know, and they had the Uncharted movie with Tom Holland, Tottenham fan, Mark Wahlberg. They had a God of War adaption on Amazon Prime. So Fallout, you know, it's already, of course, spanned 4 games and a few spinoffs. It was only a matter of time before it got a TV show green lit. And we know about that green light for quite some time. And Walton Goggins, who I think is a comic genius, if you've ever saw Vice Principals or the, I almost said the Mighty Boss Tones. if you know Walton Goggins, as I said, it was, you know, he's a genius of an actor, but this show is now set to release next year, or the series, I should say. It was confirmed on Prime. And they're also doing The Boys season 4. I have not seen one episode of The Boys. But Fallout is going to be a very solid addition, I think. And not just Walton Goggins, who's going to play probably a Draugr type of guy. But we've also heard confirmed from Variety that Ella Purnell is going to be in it. And she was the star of Yellow Jackets. She's also been in Maleficent, Let Me Go, Army of the Dead, one of Zack Snyder's zombie movies. She was Jinx on Arcane. And then we have some others. Kyle MacLachlan, of course, from Twin Peaks and Dune. Zelia Mendez-Jones, Aaron Morton, they're all signed on as well. Zelia Mendez-Jones appeared in Wheel of Time and also been in Emancipation, Father Stew, Native Son, Ironwood. But as much as this was confirmed back in July of 2020, but they said that they really want to have a serious tone, but make it kind of B-movie nuclear fantasy as well. And they have confirmed that the series will take place in Los Angeles. And by the way, you might not have played the first game, but it did take place in Southern California before the Boston and West Virginia and Washington, D.C. one. So it's going back to its roots. But one of the writers of the show, who can't talk now, but I can, because of the strike. But before the strike, she did an interview with Collider, and she said this will have stuff that was never seen before and will have some crazy moments. Well, I mean, duh. Right? Now, if you played Fallout 76, you know there were some really gross creatures in that as well. So I don't know what the monsters are going to be like in this, but I'm very much looking forward to Walton Goggins. And he tweeted out back in March just a picture of his face, and behind it, it just said Ghoul. And he wrote, "Day one, Fallout for Amazon. Deep breath, exhale. Let's see where this road goes. Want to. Hashtag Fallout. Hashtag The Ghoul." Then he put out another one more recently on Instagram. It's a picture of him and his trailer. He wrote, "Been quiet, been busy, but now I wrapped Fallout. Wait till you see this effing tsunami coming your way. And now have some time to myself. Haven't for a long time. Never been good at standing still." He goes on and on and on. But he wrapped. That doesn't mean that the series has wrapped. And so I would expect this, you know, with the strike to be delayed and delayed. We're going to have a lot of things that have been delayed and delayed. But I am very much looking forward to getting my hands on this game, obviously. One more thing before we get to the new releases this week. I saw, you know, I'm always quite I'm on the forefront as a champion of video games being being something beneficial and not the opposite as politicians like Ted Cruz or remember I talked last week about Emmanuel Macron, the president of La Belle France. He tried to blame video games after some riots there. And then he came out last week and said, no, video games are great. I was wrong. Sorry. But how about this? And this is not empirical science like I usually like to get to, done by a university or, the Oxford or something. But nearly 3/4 of video gamers are certain that video games have, in fact, improved their entire lives. It was a survey of 2,000 Americans, and 72% attested to the positive impact of video games on their lives. And they say more than 2/3, 68%, could feel their moods change for the better when they play video games. They said they feel more relaxed, happier, and sharper. Make you smarter. And the general manager of Solitaire Grand Harvest, that is the app that did the survey, Amir Koifman said, quote, research reinforces video games are far more than entertainment. They're a powerful force for personal growth and positive change. Our goal is to meticulously craft immersive experience to offer relaxation, challenge problem-solving skills, and foster community, allowing our players to become better versions of themselves. And what's funny, they had the top 10 things that were beneficial, like relaxing, problem-solving, critical thinking skills, driving, cooking. One of them was 14% said surviving the apocalypse. Well, I don't think there's going to be video games. So maybe they will help you. Let's take a look at the new games this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Robo Dunk for the Switch and PC, and also the Jelly Adventure on the Switch. Those came out today. Tuesday, El Paso Elsewhere. Xbox X and S, One and PC. Astronomo, not Geronimo, Astronomo on the PC. Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty. This is DLC, if you can get it to work. four, the five, the PC, the X, and the S. Harvest Moon, the Winds of Anthos, Switch, X, and S, one, PC, five, and four. Mineko's Night Market, hopefully not a wet market, PC and Switch. My Time at Sandrock, one, X, and S, 5 PC Switch, Paleo Pines on everything. When I say everything, those are all the big systems on the PC. Terraformers, the 5, the 4, the X and S, and the 1. Train Sim World 4 on all the systems except the Switch. Tie the Tasmanian Tiger 4. Bush Rescue Returns, Nintendo Switch. Betomus is on all the systems. Everhood is on the 4 and the 5, the 1 and the X and the S. Wo Long, Fallen Dynasty, Conqueror of Jang Dong, the 1, the X and the S, the 4 and the 5 and the PC. Abami Nation, A-B-O-M-I, Abami Nation, the X and the S, the 1 and the Switch. After Dream, PC, Switch, 5, X and S. Akupara Collection on the Switch. Border Bots VR, PS5, PC. Counterattack Uprising on the Switch. And finally, Crowns and Pawns, Kingdom of Deceit on the Nintendo Switch. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back for the cheat code that you request at rick@sportsbyline.com.
Hey,
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game
Review. All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. This is how we customarily end the show. It is with a cheat code request for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Perry. Perry writes in from Lake Tahoe. What part? North or South Shore? Just says Lake Tahoe. Wants to know if there are any cheats for Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future. At first, I thought Genesis, and I thought, oh, no, that was a PS2 game. I have a couple here for you, Perry. Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future on the PS2. At the title screen, hold R1, L2, L1, R2, all the shoulder buttons. Press square, square, triangle, cross, 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 circle. For infinite air, you never have to come up. Remember, it is a mammal. Hold the shoulder buttons, R1, L2, L1, R2, and press square, square, triangle, cross, 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 circle for infinite air. And then at the title screen, if you want to unlock all the stages, hold the shoulder buttons, go up, up, down, down, triangle, X, X. Hold the shoulder buttons at the title screen, go up, up, down, down, triangle XX to unlock all the stages. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for listening. If you have any emails or questions that you'd like to ask me during the week, it is rick@sportsbyline.com. Until then, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time right here on the Video Game Review.